Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get some college football plays coming up. Don't forget, 10 toes down, top of the hour, 11 a.m. Eastern. We do that every Thursday here on Bet Sweat. Sam in New York, you've got Bear Bets. You're recording that right after the show. Is that the plan?
12:15 Eastern. I can hear the big guy in the hallway. Uh-oh. I can hear him just waiting. I see him now.
No hockey sweater this week.
You got the O on, though.
Always. Always represents. Jeff always represents the Ducks, but no hockey sweater this week, Jeff. It was bad luck, I guess.
No, I didn't. No, actually, I didn't wear. I did not wear it on a show last week.
That's you wore it on this show.
Yeah, that's why we lost. I didn't wear it on our show.
Oh,
yeah, that's my. So next time, I'm just going to wear the hockey sweater, so we won't lose. That's the reason. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dan Lanning. It's my fault.
Man, yeah. Well, you got Kurt Cignetti a lot more money.
I did. I think James Franklin got him a lot more money. I don't know about what we did. James Franklin got him money. Sammy's betting Rutgers this week. His favorite bet of the week, he told me. He wants us to – he said, actually, I hope you lose. That was rude of him.
That's not what I said.
Oh, yeah. No, he was going in depth. He's like, Rutgers is a play. This is the worst spot for Oregon.
It's a terrible
any
spot.
Team in college football. Yeah.
You know it's a bad
spot. It's a terrible spot. You lose a game, and you have to fly all the way to New Jersey to play a night game. Like, they're doing, like, a red out or something, a scarlet out. And they get an extra day of rest too. They played Friday, so you know we got a long trip out east, buddy.
Wait, are you taking the 17 in the hook?
No, I don't bet. I don't take the points with the team my team is playing against. That's weird to me. Like yeah. I to root for Oregon to only win by a certain amount of points. No, I don't do that.
Yeah,
you know what that means though, Joe. If he's not laying,
he's saying yeah.
I would advise,
he's saying.
If I took my Oregon shirt off, I would advise Rutgers plus 17.5 is a good wager.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Oregon with a little bit of value after the loss, 12-1 for the title? Is there value there?
I think so. I mean, I just – I'll tell you this, and everyone associated with the program will tell you this. 2025 was not our year to win a championship. It's next season. That's what they've been building for. I just don't know if we're good enough, even if we had beaten Indiana, to beat Ohio State. Like, again, the playoff is you have to win 3 or 4 games against the top 5 teams in the country. It is hard to do, man. I mean, that's only a few teams I think can actually do it, Ohio State being one of them. Miami is one of them as well. I'm not sure Indiana can win 3 games in a row like that. It's hard to do, man. You have to be great everywhere. You can't have a deficiency. If you will, someone will find it. And I don't know if Oregon – is quite there, ready to win that championship yet.
Who's taking the Penn State job?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I mean, they're probably going to offer – I mean, Rule's going to want it. I don't know if he's going to get it.
Shoving me out of the way here, Joe.
I just can't hold myself up anymore. I mean, they're going to offer – I think Rule's going to want it the most. I don't know if he's going to get it. Cignetti's not taking that job. That's not going to happen. I feel very strongly about that. I don't know. There'll be a surprise name that we don't think about. The one that I guess circling now is Elko. Elko's the one that people are starting to bring up now. Is PA guy, done a great job at A&M. You know, is he the guy for that job?
What do you think about Brady?
Oh, Joe Brady? Oh, this is the one, this mm-hmm. one Bear brought up. Fine. He doesn't have any really any experience. Like, I don't know if you want to go that role with that job where, you know, he wasn't even the play caller at LSU. He did a good job at LSU, and then he went, obviously, and went to the NFL. I mean, that would be a big first-time head coaching job for him.
What's your favorite bet? We want to document you.
Oh, please document me. it's so funny that documentation stuff is like, I give my record out, good or bad. Like, yeah. I give my record every week on everything I do. It's all documented. I think Penn State is dead. People I've talked to in the program say it's bad right now. Like, guys, they're broken. Guys are playing for draft stock. No one's really in this together. Now you have a guy making his first time start on the road to Iowa in a night game. I know that number is now 2.5. You can find 2.5s right now. I liked it when it was like, you know, pick 'em before Penn State lost the other day. I think Iowa, it's going to be ugly for Penn State.
Yeah, I think you're right, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm sorry. Lunch is on you, by the way. You're buying lunch.
Ramen.
Oh, we're doing ramen for lunch. Perfect. All right.
Oh, you are? You already decided?
Jeff Schwartz.
Does he always decide?
I picked tacos last night. So, no, he doesn't always dominate the situation. I picked the tacos last night. Did you see him just shove me out of the way, by the way? Just like,
well, I saw him dominate that situation. So I just figured.
I mean, he's 6'7". What do you want from me, Joe?
How many tacos do you think he consumed?
I got there first, and the line, it's one of these places with a line out the block, and then it wraps around the street. So I got there first, and I ended up just getting 14 tacos. And we split down the middle, believe it or not.
It was enough.
7 and 7, yeah, it was enough.
You guys were good after that? All right, yeah. Good.
I don't think anybody would have thought that we would have each had 7 if you would have just sized us up. But anyways, he agrees with Rutgers. Pay attention.
He basically said, I'm not betting it. You should bet it. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, he knows. Okay. He knows.
Yeah. No, I think it's a fair point what you guys bring up. And it's good because a lot of people are going to look at it and say, Oregon coming off the loss, we got to take Oregon. They're going to be super focused. Landon's going to have them ready for this game. But yeah, zoom out a little bit further. Like, this is a tough road for them in a bad spot. Location, all that. So the number's been going up this week, too.
It has. So it opened in Vegas. Let's see. Circa, I believe, opened at 15. No, 14 was the open. So the first bet they took moved it to 16. In 19 seconds, it moved from 14 to 16. Then it kind of hung around there for a little bit. It got as high. Circa got to 20. And now we're at 18 there. Anything north of 17 feels a little bit high. I think it should be 14. I think that's a very fair number. Let me tell you about a game that I haven't told you about. I think this might surprise you. So I was talking to some guys yesterday. I try and line up my phone calls starting on Wednesday, and then I'll have my phone calls after Bear Bets, where I just kind of talk to some guys that are very good at what they do. And one former bookmaker tells me Notre Dame is going to smash USC. Smash. His words, not mine. Yeah. So I came into this thinking, well, that's a big number. And when they opened it, it was around 7, 7.5. And now you look at the board, I believe it's mostly 9.5. Circa's at 10.
At 10.
And it's still, it's early in the week. Limits are starting to go up today, and they'll go up, of course, tomorrow and Saturday. But you realize the market is betting against USC, and that sort of lines up with what this guy says about Notre Dame. He also says Notre Dame in his power ratings right now is number 3 in the country. He says the offense is elite, and the defense has gotten better. Again, one man's opinion, just passing it along.
No, I mean, it makes sense why that number's going up. There's respected money on Notre Dame, on the home team. It goes from 7.5 to 9.5, and now we're probably touching double digits. To support that idea, USC is not the same team on the road. They haven't been. And I don't think Lincoln Riley's been the same guy. His teams haven't been as great on the road. Here's my question to that as a Notre Dame observer. So early in the year, oh, this Notre Dame defense stinks. They suck. oh, their secondary is god awful. And they had their struggles early on. Miami, Texas A&M, two of the better teams in the country, two of the better quarterbacks in the country. So that makes sense. We good now? Is that what people are saying? Are we good? Because I'm not willing to go there after Arkansas, Boise, and NC State. Okay, so they're not giving as much up, like only 7 points each of the last 2 weeks. So now we're going from their defense sucks against good competition, good offenses, to their defense is fine. They just need a little more time to gel. You got to look at the opponents too. Like, I'm not taking a stand at saying Notre Dame's defense is still bad. I lean when you have an opponent that does that can have that elite offense. I lean that direction a little bit. I think the last few weeks has been more about the opponent than Notre Dame's defense is suddenly strong.
I agree with you. I don't think this defense has been magically fixed, but their offense is so good that it puts a ton of pressure on the opposing teams. And if you can't go blow for blow with the Irish, you're going to get blown out. Now, We like Mayaba. I know you like him more than I do. You have some stock on him for Heisman. And look, to say that USC can't compete in this game is silly. But you also have to factor in, I have the story here from the Los Angeles Times, their top two running backs are out for USC.
Yep.
So now you're putting even more pressure. You know, you could, if you're ND, you can just prepare for the pass and make it more challenging for that offense. I think it's a bad spot. Situationally, Notre Dame, you know, you think they could probably get ahead first, get ahead early, and then maybe just take over. The total also keeps moving up too. I mean, we're 63 offshore, which says that both teams are going to tango, but that was something I heard yesterday. Also yesterday, I hate that it came out yesterday and didn't come out later today, but Sam Leavitt is definitely playing at Arizona State. Yeah. So he's the starting quarterback. He did not play the game before. When we got off the air yesterday, the number was 9.5, Texas Tech at Arizona State. That game is now 7.5, and there's a 7 at Circa, a 7 at Superbook. BetMGM still has 7.5, but Leavitt has sort of an issue with his foot. The rumor is it's an Achilles, but he's going to play. And they're saying like 85, 90%, not 100, obviously, but that was a big move. This number opened north of 10. And now we're down to 7.5 on Arizona State.
I don't want to get past it without giving a play out, because we talked about USC Notre Dame a good bit. Like, what's the angle? The 9.5, the 10, the 10s that we're probably going to see, it makes me think that it's there for a reason, and I understand it. I'll be hoping USC wins on some level because of the Heisman plays that I have. I still think the over hits. I know it's a high number. I still have questions about the Notre Dame defense. I don't have any questions about either offense. And Maeva's going to get his offensively, like he did against Illinois when he was north of 30 points. So I'm not scared off by that over, even though it is a very high number.
Yeah, no doubt. Let me see Kenny's number. Do you want to know what Kenny White's total is? This will make you happy. Take a guess how high it is.
Is he in the 70s?
72.
Whoa. Damn. It's going to be fun there game, you go. Man.
If I had the bell here, I'd ring that for you. So he agrees with you.
Yep. Over is the play there. Talked about Oregon. Are you with Jeff on Penn State? He flat out said Penn State's dead. Go to Kinnick at night. It makes sense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I wouldn't bet Penn State. I wouldn't.
No.
I understand there are some people that would look at the number on the look-ahead scale and see, oh, well, Penn State was a double-digit favorite, and now I get 3.5. That overcorrection is very telling, and I just don't know. I mean, clearly they'd quit to lose to UCLA and Northwestern. How does one possibly get there and like it? I get it if you want to plug and play. You know, if you're betting Penn State, you're accepting the mud that could be thrown right in your face. And I don't want to live that life with that team.
I hear you. There's a few good SEC games this week. Any of those, do you have an opinion on or something you think is worth mentioning?
I've been betting Bama a ton. And, you know, I've got Simpson for Heisman. Tennessee getting 8 is very interesting to me.
Yep.
I think that that's an offense that could go up and down the field. I'm a big Bama guy. They're 3rd in my power ratings right now. But laying 8 to a hypo offense that could move the ball, that seems a little high. And then a couple wise guys I know bet Auburn against Missouri. So,
okay, Auburn against Missouri. My first thought was Tennessee on that, that it does seem high. And, you know, we saw Georgia – against Georgia. Tennessee put, what is it, 40? There was like 44-41 in that game.
Should have won. Should have won the game.
Yeah.
Just couldn't make a field goal.
I think this is maybe you'll disagree. I think this is a tough spot for Bama. So since that bye, in 3 weeks, they go Georgia, Vanderbilt, a tougher game than you probably thought before the season. And then at Missouri last week, they end up pushing. They win, but a field goal game. Two of the last 3 weeks here, they've been field goal games. Like, now you get a fourth straight week where you have a challenging opponent.
I've got Tennessee, Notre Dame, Rutgers, and I do like Maryland. There's something to be said about a team like UCLA winning as a dog, now you're favored. Now you're laying 3.5 at home in the Rose Bowl. There's not a lot of home field there. Maryland's not a bad look.
Okay, that's good. I'd like to spend a couple minutes on Ole Miss, Georgia, too, on the other side, because I think that's what we're talking about. I keep hearing, oh, Ole Miss, you know, look at what happened last week. Are you serious? They're going to be even on the same field? Like, let's slow down. We'll talk about that next. Joe O. Sammy P. Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.